Talia Moonseeker, a young Argaon only 4 months into her Jedi knighthood, was kneeling beside her fallen former master, Vaytu, head bowed. With an effort, Yoda pulled his gaze away from her grief, away from the monstrous arena, still searing in the daylight. A Geonosis day lasted so long. There were yet many hours before the sun would set on this stark vista.
"Answer you plainly, I cannot, Master Windu," he replied heavily. "Time for meditation I require."
"Then you should return to the temple," said Mace. "I can oversee the cleanup operation here. You are our only beacon in the darkness, Yoda. Without your wisdom and foresight, I doubt we can prevail." He meant the words kindly, a declaration of confidence, but Yoda felt the weight of them settle into his bones with a cruel finality.
"Too old am I to be the last hope of the Jedi," Yoda thought to himself.
He watched as Talia Moonseeker withdrew to a discreet distance so the body of her slain former master might be decently carried from the arena by the tireless clones who had fought this day and died this day, so utterly single-minded and fearless that he thought of droids, not men, droids of flesh and blood, bred and drilled to be perfectly disciplined, perfectly lethal, bred to die so the people of the Republic might live. Commissioned under the most mysterious circumstances, the truth of which might never be unraveled. Remembering the Kaminoan cloning facility, its bright white sterility, its impersonal care for the creatures it created so efficiently, so remarkably, so wholly without compunction, he repressed a shudder.
"Deep questions of morality and ethics do these clones raise," Yoda thought. "But answers, are there? No, that I do not. Override ethics, our desperate need for them might."
Mace dropped to one knee. "Is it Dooku, Yoda? Is he what's troubling you?" Bitter pain, prickling deeply. Dooku. Yoda thrust the name, the shock, aside. There would be time later to think of that fallen man.
"To the temple I shall now return, Master Windu. Follow me as soon as you can. Important matters there are for the Council to discuss."
Accepting the gentle rebuff, Mace stood. "Travel safely, Yoda. I'll see you on Coruscant once matters here are properly concluded." With an abrupt snap of his fingers, he summoned a nearby clone trooper. "Master Yoda is returning to Coruscant. He requires an escort to his ship." The trooper nodded.
"Yes, sir."
Watching the lethal asteroid belt fall away behind them, watching harsh red Geonosis smear and streak as the ship's hyperdrive kicked in, Yoda released the lingering grief of the recent past in another long, slow sigh. Grief was but a signifier of attachment. It had no useful purpose to serve. If he was to serve the light, as was his purpose, then must he rediscover that perfectly poised place within himself, whereupon he could stand and know he stood upon firm ground. For once he reached Coruscant, the hard work of saving the Republic would truly begin.